Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today Rabbi Schneider will be explaining the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Many people believe Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread are the same festival, but they're actually two separate holidays in the Bible. And for the next half hour, Rabbi Schneider is going to focus specifically on the Feast of Unleavened Bread and why we as Christians should consider celebrating this feast. God's feast days or appointed times give us a vivid and wonderful picture of who Jesus is and why we need him. So let's start this special feast presentation with prayer. Now here is Rabbi.
Father God, we worship you today and we love you. And Father, I ask that you would send forth your spirit now as I proclaim your word, that Father, you would do something supernatural in each one of our lives, producing a greater love for you and increased obedience for the extension of your kingdom, Abba, in us and through us and for your glory. Amen. We are in the midst now of the Passover season. When we study God's word in the Tanakh, in the Torah, what we call the Old Testament or the Hebrew Bible, we find there are seven special holy days on God's calendar, plus the Sabbath that happens every week. Now, these 7 days, beloved ones, are divided into two groups. We have what's called the spring holy days, and we have the fall holy days. We are in the midst now of the spring holy days. The climax of the spring holy days, or the pinnacle of the spring holy days, is Passover. But closely related to Passover are the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruits, and the Feast of Shavuot or Pentecost. Today, I'm going to be focusing on the Feast of Unleavened Bread during this season that I'm just terming the Passover season. Now, I'm going to the book of Leviticus, chapter number 23, verse number 5. Hear the word of God. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at twilight, is the Lord's Passover. Now, we call this month in Hebrew the month of Nisan. Then on the 15th day of the same month, there is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the Lord for 7 days. So what we have is Passover, and then the very next day after Passover begins the feast the Bible calls the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now today, in the traditional Jewish world and traditional Jewish culture, we just call Passover plus the 7 days after it, which are unleavened bread, we just lump them together and call it, generally speaking, Passover. But we're focusing particularly today on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, I want you to hear this as I set the context. All these feast days, beloved, these holy days on God's appointed calendar have application for you and I today as children of God. In other words, these 7 holy days didn't just have application for ancient Israel or for Jewish people today, but they have application for your life and my life in Messiah Jesus, whether you're a Jew or whether you're a Gentile. Now, when it comes to approaching these holy days, we're not under the law. This is not about spiritual obligation, but this is about gaining revelation and having an opportunity to be blessed through the revelation as we see that all these holy days, including the Feast of Unleavened Bread, beloved, are fulfilled in Messiah Jesus. When we celebrate Passover, Paul says, do it in recognition of Messiah Jesus. In fact, we know that when Jesus celebrated the Lord's Supper with his disciples, it was a Passover meal. I want to go now to unleavened bread with the understanding that unleavened bread has application for us today, beloved ones, as Christians. Now, I want you to consider with me a few scriptures. First of all, when we look at the prophetic meaning of unleavened bread, I want to consider the context of the Feast of Unleavened Bread as it relates to instant and perfect obedience. Now, hear me when I say this. Historically, Jesus was actually crucified on Passover, showing that he's the fulfillment of it. In other words, the Passover in ancient Israel, the Passover lamb was put to death, its blood was shed, And then the blood of that Passover lamb was applied over the doorpost of the children of Israel. And then when judgment passed through the land of Egypt, whoever was in a home that was covered by the blood of the lamb, the blood had been applied to the Israelites' doorpost and the sides of their door. When the angel of judgment saw the blood, the angel passed over the children of Israel and they weren't judged. The plague did not befall them. So in the same way, when Jesus' blood covers our life, judgment passes us over. Jesus was crucified on Passover to show that he was the ultimate fulfillment of that Passover lamb that was put to death for the children of Israel in ancient Egypt 3,500 years ago. And just as they were protected from judgment 3,500 years ago, so you and I today, beloved church, are protected from God's judgment against sin when we're in the home of Messiah Jesus, when his blood is covering our lives. Jesus was crucified on Passover approximately 2,000 years ago for us to be so clear that he was in fulfillment of the ancient Passover, that he brought it to fruition, that he filled it up with meaning. Similarly, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which happened a day after Passover 3,500 years ago, is also brought to fruition by Messiah Jesus. Let's study that right now. I'm going to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 16, to put this in context and to help give it interpretation and meaning. Hear the word of God, Deuteronomy 16, verse 2. You shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock of the herd in the place where the Lord chooses to establish his name. Verse 3, you shall not eat unleavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat with it unleavened bread, the bread of affliction. Here we go. For you came out of the land of Egypt in haste. So the Lord says, you shall not eat unleavened bread with the Passover lamb. And then the Lord tells them that when they eat unleavened bread during the Feast of Unleavened Bread each year, when they eat unleavened bread, during the Feast of Unleavened Bread each year, they're to do it remembering, the scripture tells us here, to remember that you came out of the land of Egypt in haste, and that you'll remember this, the Lord says, all the days of your life. Let's step back for a second and get what's going on. He said to his children 3,500 years ago, the Israelites that were in Egypt, he said, when you hear my voice, if you're baking bread, don't dilly-dally around waiting for the bread to rise. He said, as soon as you hear my voice, you come out with your bread unleavened. Instantaneous obedience. They weren't to wait. They weren't to think about the natural. Well, my bread's almost leavened. I'm going to wait to bake it. I'm going to finish it till it rises. God said, no. As soon as you hear me, bam, you obey me. You come out with that bread unleavened. It didn't make sense in the natural, but God is teaching here the principle of complete and instantaneous obedience. When he said, come out, they had to come. They didn't wait for anything else to be done. They didn't think about it. Bam, they obeyed his voice instantly. Now think about this. As I said, beloved children of God, Jesus was crucified on Passover to the day, John 19, to show that he was the fulfillment of it. That even as the children of Israel were protected from God's judgment against sin by taking the unblemished lamb 3,500 years ago and applying its blood on their doorpost, so too today, you and I are protected against God's judgment from sin when the blood of Messiah Jesus covers our life. And to prove this, Jesus was crucified on Passover. Now, moving forward, Jesus, to fulfill prophecy, was buried during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Why? Because Jesus fulfills the principle of complete instantaneous obedience. The Bible says that he humbled himself by becoming obedient even to the point, hallelujah, of death, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua HaMashiach, that Jesus the Messiah is Lord. Jesus was buried during the Feast of Unleavened Bread to the day to show that he is the perfect fulfillment of the one that instantaneously and completely obeyed God perfectly all his life, becoming, beloved ones, the perfect sacrifice for your sin and my sin. Can you lift your hands and just say, praise the Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord, and we thank you for coming to the earth for us, leading a perfect, sinless life, always obeying instantly and perfectly the will of the Father, so that when you died on the cross for us, you would be the perfect substitute, the innocent one dying on behalf of us, the guilty, so that we wouldn't have to die for our sin. Thank you, Jesus, for that divine exchange, giving your perfect life for us so that we wouldn't have to be judged for our sin. We worship you and we praise you, King Jesus.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, did you know that you can receive real-time encouragement straight from Rabbi through text message? Visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com and click on the link that says Rabbi Text Me. Or you can text the keyword Rabbi to the number 88777. Rabbi sends these special text messages as the Holy Spirit leads, and he looks forward to connecting with you real soon. Thank you for remembering that Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a listener-supported ministry. Rabbi Schneider's teachings are made possible through the generous gifts from people like you. Because of you, we are changing lives all over the world. Give online by visiting discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. And now, let's get back to Rabbi's message.
Not only is the Feast of Unleavened Bread the fulfillment in Jesus of perfect instantaneous obedience, but also, beloved, the concept of leaven in Scripture is tied to teaching that produces sin. And the teaching that Jesus brought us did not produce arrogance and a sinful lifestyle due to arrogance, but rather the teaching that Jesus brought us, beloved ones, was the teaching of humility and dependency on God. In fact, the first of the Beatitudes that Jesus spoke was this: "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God," which is the opposite teaching that the Pharisees of Jesus' day, the religious leaders of Jesus' day, were bringing. They were bringing teaching, Jesus said, that puffed people up and made them arrogant. Remember, Jesus told us the parable about the two men that went to pray. The Pharisee said, "Lord, thank you that I'm not like this guy next to me, this sinner." But the sinner said, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner." See the difference? The Pharisee had pride, but the simple sinner that recognized his need said, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner." And Jesus said it was that man that recognized his wretchedness, that he was poor in spirit, that went home justified. Let's take a look at this, rooted, beloved ones, from the Scripture. I'm looking at the concept, once again, of leaven in Scripture tied to false teaching and arrogance. Now, remember that Jesus is bringing us the unleavened bread. So he's bringing us teaching that doesn't produce arrogance, teaching that's sinless. We're going to go now to the book of Mark and then Matthew. Mark chapter 8, verse 15. Jesus said, "And he was giving orders to them, saying, 'Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees,' he said, 'and the leaven of Herod.'" I'm going to continue with the same thought, the same premise in Matthew 16, verse 5. Hear the word of God. "And the disciples came to the other side of the sea, but they had forgotten to bring any bread. And Jesus said to them, 'Watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.' They began to discuss this among themselves, saying, 'He said that because we did not bring any bread.' But Jesus, aware of this, said, 'You men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves and the feeding of the 5,000 and how many baskets full you picked up?'" In other words, Jesus said, the problem isn't bread here. "Didn't you see that when we had no bread, I multiplied 5 loaves to feed 5,000? This isn't about bread." Jesus continues on. "Or the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and how many large baskets full you picked up? How is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning bread?" Jesus continues. "But beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Then they understood that he did not say to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. So once again, Jesus is speaking here about false teaching. He was speaking about the teaching of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees that produces arrogance. I'm going to go to the book of Galatians to further illustrate and fill out this concept. Hear the word of God. Galatians chapter 5, beginning in verse number 2. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you. What Paul is addressing here is what was happening in the early church. Gentile believers, people that were not born of the physical lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were thinking that they should get circumcised once they became believers in Jesus. And Paul rebuked them and he said, don't get circumcised if you weren't born that way, if you didn't get circumcised as a Jew the eighth day. Don't get circumcised now. Paul said, because circumcision is tied to the covenant that God made with the Jewish people through what became the Torah. Paul said, don't get circumcised because if you do, you're going to be basing your relationship with God on what you do in a way that it's connected to the law. And if you make a covenant with God that's connected to the law, Paul said, you're going to separate yourself from Christ because your walk with God is going to be based on the law rather than the grace that you're going to receive through Christ. So Paul is speaking here about the false teaching that was telling Gentile believers to get circumcised, somehow thinking they had to add the law to their walk with Jesus. Let's continue on, and I think you'll begin to understand even more clearly. Beginning once again, verse 2, Galatians 5. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you. And I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation then to keep the whole law. He said, you have been severed from Christ. You are seeking to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything, but faith working through love. You were running well. In other words, you started out by simply following Jesus. Don't go off base now by trying to add circumcision to it and identifying with the law. He said, if you do that, you're going to get off track and you're going to sever yourself from Christ. Let's continue on. You are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. And then he went on to say, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. I want to bring this even one step further and make it even that much plainer as we look at one more scripture, beloved, today. Hear the word of God. I'm going now to the book of 1 Corinthians 5, and I'm continuing in verse number 6. Your boasting is not good, Paul said. Do you not know that a little leaven, once again, leavens the whole lump of dough? And then he says, clean out the old leaven so that you may be a new lump, just as you are, in fact, unleavened. For Christ our Passover has also been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. What feast is he talking about? He's talking, beloved ones, about the feast of Passover, not with old leaven, but he said, not with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity, beloved, and truth. So you see, beloved, unleavened bread finds its fulfillment in Messiah Jesus and is closely tied to the Passover. I just want to impart this to you. God loves you, and he's encouraging us here to keep our eyes on Jesus. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Keep your eye on Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't add the law to your faith in Jesus. Simply keep your focus on him. Listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit as you read God's word and develop a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit in your life. Obey God through the Spirit and through his word as you focus on Jesus. And beloved, this is the straight way to life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. And Paul said, the righteousness of God has been revealed from heaven apart from the works of the law. Beloved, we are so blessed to have our treasure in Jesus. He is all you and I will ever need.
Amen. Jesus is all we need. And if you would like to come into a relationship with him right now, we'd love for you to click on the Find Jesus link on our homepage at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. When you make the commitment to accept Jesus into your heart and life, you're joining a family of believers all around the world who want to love on you and who want to make sure that you're walking in the ways of the Lord. So be sure to fill out the info card on the webpage, because we have a couple of resources that we'd like to send you for free as our way of saying welcome to God's family. Just click that Find Jesus button on our website when you visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And you know, these resources and daily programs, they're made available because people like you stand with us in prayerful partnership and by giving financially. And to share more about that, let's turn our attention back to Rabbi for a moment.
I want to ask you, as we close this broadcast, would you use the principles that we learned today in Unleavened Bread to practice the principles in your financial offerings to the Lord? We learned, first of all, that Unleavened Bread is about obedience. I want to ask you and urge you today to be obedient to the Lord with your finances. Secondly, we learned that leaven is associated with sin and with arrogance and pride. It's impure. Unleavened is pure. When you make your financial offering to the Lord, don't be like Ananias and Sapphira that didn't fully obey him and offered him something impure. But rather, beloved, I want to urge you to give to God today a sacrifice that will truly reflect your love for him and that's worthy of who Jesus is and what he's done for you.
To give a gift of any amount today, please get in touch with us right now. We've made it easy to give online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And if God is tugging on your heart to partner with us on a monthly basis this year, then please sign up today. You can also text the keyword RABBI to the number 45777. That's RABBI to the number 45777. Or you can send your gifts of any amount in the mail by addressing your envelope to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. As a token of our thankfulness for your partnership, we'll send you several gifts of appreciation, including our most recent newsletter. It's filled with tons of special insights, crusade updates, and even a letter from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia. We'll also send you a select audio file of Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month that's available as a digital download. And then before we wrap up our time today, don't forget that we'd love for you to receive our free daily devotional. It's delivered each day to your email inbox, and it's bound to help you start the day off on the right foot. To start receiving it tomorrow, just sign up online today at rabbidevotion.com. And now to close today's program on the Feast of Unleavened Bread with a special blessing, here's Rabbi.
The Aaronic blessing in the book of Numbers chapter 6 is not a blessing that comes from an impersonal being out there somewhere in the heavens. This special blessing comes from a person, Yahweh, God Almighty, our Creator and Maker. So receive God's blessing into your life right now.
Yavarechech Yahweh vayishmarecha. Ya'ir Yahweh panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Yahweh P'nav Elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with his countenance. And the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you, and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to join us again tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider explains the Feast of First Fruits. That's coming up Thursday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.